I want to welcome everyone to the gospel meeting tonight. And I'd like to start by singing two verses of hymn number 4. Christ is the Savior of sinners.
Christ is the Savior of sinners.
Father, we give thanks that we can come here together to sing about the Savior of sinners and to speak about the Savior of sinners, because we know that everyone born into the world is a sinner and we all need the opportunity to be individually saved. And Father, we just pray that there would be power this evening, that the Spirit of God might work in the souls to the salvation. Father, we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk tonight about Jesus calms the sea. And I'd like to go to Luke chapter 8. And in our story today, we'll find that Jesus has power over creation because Jesus is God. Jesus has power over sin. He has power over death. He has power over hell. And Jesus has power to save you from the guilt and the penalty of your sin. So let's read some verses in Luke chapter 8. And as Jesus calms the sea, this story is about Jesus and his 12 friends that followed him. And he calls his 12 friends disciples. Verse 22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus went into a ship with his disciples. And Jesus said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto his disciples, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds, the water, and they obey him. One day Jesus spent all day preaching and healing, and he was very tired, and he got into the boat to get away from the crowds of people because Jesus wanted to have some rest, and I believe maybe he wanted some time alone with God the Father. And while they were on the boat sailing along so pleasantly, Jesus went to sleep. He was at peace. And while he was sleeping, a storm began to develop. And every afternoon down over the mountains, the wind blows and goes across the Sea of Galilee. And this day the wind came up and it blew very hard. Now Jesus' followers, many of them were fishermen. And they knew about boats. And they knew about storms. And they knew that this storm was very bad, and they were afraid. They were afraid that they would drown, and they thought this was the end. And here, what's Jesus doing? Jesus is sleeping. And so they went to Jesus, and Jesus, wake up! Don't you care that we are about to die? Jesus got up, and he asked, Why are you so afraid? Where is your faith? The disciples knew about Jesus. They had sat in a lot of meetings with Jesus, but they had not learned to trust him. They did not really know Jesus. They did not have faith in Jesus. I know many of you have sat through many meetings. You know a lot about Jesus, but do you have faith in Jesus? Sometimes we have problems in life, and we might think that God has deserted us. And even in a crowd of people like we have here today, you may feel so alone. Well, the disciples felt this way. Here they were in the ship with Jesus, but they felt like they were abandoned by God. The wind was blowing, the waves were growing, the boat was rocking, and they were afraid. And so Jesus stood up and he said to the storm, "Peace, be still." And the wind stopped, the waves stopped, the sea became very calm. But most importantly, God wants you to know that you can have peace about your sins. You can have peace of knowing that you will go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus when Jesus comes. It is only God that has power to save you from your sins and to keep you safe and to give you peace. When we talk about the weather, we talk about storms. Only God could have the power over nature like we find in this story. The wind, the waves, they obeyed the voice of the Creator. Jesus is the Creator. Only Jesus has power over creation. Man thinks he caused climate change. Man thinks he can control and fix climate change. But God is the only one who has power to control the climate and to change the climate. But there's a verse in Genesis that shows that man has no ability to control anything about creation. And the verse says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." That's in Genesis 8:22. The weather, the climate, this world will continue on until God says that's enough. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Man comes up with wise explanations for everything that happens in this world in an attempt to deny the fact that there is a God. Their purpose is to deny that there is a Creator. Because if there is a Creator, there must be a God. If I admit that there is a God, then I must accept the fact that I am a sinner and that I come short of the holiness of God. And I must answer to God on the day of judgment why I have come short of the glory of God. And the answer is, I am a sinner. People don't want to admit that they are a sinner. They don't want to give up the pleasure of their sin. And you might reason in your mind, I don't think I'm that bad. And maybe you say, well, everybody's a sinner. What's the big deal? That is true. Everybody is a sinner. But Jesus came to save the individual sinner. You need to come to Jesus alone, yourself. Jesus came to save you. There's a verse in Luke 15 that talks about a young man who sinned against his father. And he ran away from home. And when life got hard for him, he realized that he was a sinner. And he came to his father. And he said unto him, "Father, I have sinned." He didn't say, "Oh, everybody's a sinner." No, he said, "I have sinned. I am no more worthy to be called your son." What about you? Are you worthy to come into the presence of God? and to be called a son with your sin. No, it doesn't work that way. That is why Jesus came into the world, to save sinners. Because Jesus loves you. Jesus was punished for you. Jesus died for you. And Jesus shed His blood for you. Can you say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I know that You died to save me, but I am not worthy. Please, Lord, save me. The disciples of Jesus, they asked each other, what kind of a man is this? Even the wind and the seas obey Him. They could not believe what they had just seen. With a word, Jesus stopped the storm. He stopped the wind. He stopped the waves. Who could do such a thing? Jesus was very powerful because Jesus is God. Jesus is the Creator. And this same Jesus cares about you. Jesus showed His disciples that He had the power of God over creation when He calmed the sea. After the storm stopped, they brought the ship safely to the other side of the lake. Now let's look back at Luke chapter 8, verse 22. And it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus went into a ship with His disciples. And He said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and they were in jeopardy. They were in danger. And Jesus was sleeping. Jesus is God. Jesus was sleeping. Is Jesus God? Jesus was a man. They called His name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. And so Jesus is both God and He is man. As God, He could not die, so He became a man. And God was willing to give His Son to become a man so He could die to save sinners. Some verses in Philippians 2. In verse 6, 7, and 8, Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Son of God became a man. He was a man walking here on earth. He was a man when He was crucified. He was a man when they buried Him in the tomb. He was a man when He rose from the dead. He was a man when He ascended back into heaven. And now He is a man sitting in heaven. This same man will be coming back to meet us in the air. We will hear the sound of the trumpet. He will call us up to be with Him if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Jesus is still a man today, and Jesus is God. One day, you will meet this man, Jesus. And I ask you, will you see Jesus as your Savior? Or will you see Him as your judge? Will He say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, come. Or will He say, I don't know who you are, get out of here. And He will bind you, have you bound hand and foot, and cast you into the outer darkness in the fires of hell. Which do you want? As a man, Jesus was sleeping on the boat. In verse 24, they came to Jesus and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Well, Jesus woke up, and he stood up, and he said, "Peace, be still," and the storm stopped. Jesus wants to bring peace to the storms of your life. He wants to calm your fears. Maybe you feel discouraged. Maybe you are depressed. Maybe you are lonely because of the storms and the difficulties in your life. And these storms, they disturb the peace in your soul. And you might think that God has forgotten about you. Well, Jesus says to you, "Come. Come unto me, all of you who struggle in your life, all of you who are troubled with your sin. Come, I will give you peace." When the disciples were afraid, Jesus asked them, "Where is your faith? What describes you tonight? Faith or fear? Are you trusting in your good works? Or are you trusting Jesus? If you are trusting in your good works, that will bring you fear. Because we know in our hearts that we all have come short of the glory of God. We cannot measure up to God's standard of holiness. Don't trust your good works. Are you trusting Jesus?" Many people say, "Jesus is a belief for weak people." But we know that everybody is going to die. We know that everybody gets sick. Everybody needs a doctor. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody is a sinner. And sin makes us spiritually weak. There's a verse in Romans 5, verse 6. "When we were yet without strength, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." We do not have the strength to please God. We are helpless to do anything to save our souls from the condemnation of sin. The wages of sin is death. And death in this verse is eternal damnation for the unbelievers in the fires of hell. It's true. God will put you in hell because there's nowhere else to put you if you reject Jesus, the Son of God. Man doesn't like to think about sin or sinners. They don't like to think about a Savior. Because there is pleasure in sin. And we think we are okay just the way we are without God. The sinner doesn't want to have God in his knowledge. If that's you, you may walk out the door tonight. You'll forget about God. You don't want God in your knowledge, because if you have God in your knowledge, you need to admit that you are a sinner and you need to be saved now. I plead with you, don't reject Jesus. He loves you. Jesus does not want to put you into hell. Jesus made you because he wants to have a friendship with you. But because you are a sinner, God cannot have fellowship with you. One thing God wants today is to save you. And that is why he died on the cross. And he endured the 3 hours of darkness to take the punishment that you deserve. That's right. The Son of God had to suffer and die on the cross because of your sin. That's how bad you are. Jesus had to die for you. Today, Jesus' message is come. Come unto me. Believe me. Trust me. Let us suppose that you do not accept Jesus today, and on your way back to the place where you sleep tonight, you have a car accident. Maybe a bridge falls down on you. Maybe you crash and you die. What will happen to you after you die? Your family and friends, they will cry. They will have grief. And they will take your body and put your body into a coffin and put your coffin into the ground. But your spirit won't be in that coffin. Your spirit will be released. And the body without the spirit is dead. And your spirit will be put into a waiting place by God until the day of judgment. God tells us about a man who is in that waiting place. And right now, that man is tormented in the flames of fire. And he's not even in the fires of hell yet, but he is tormented. You may think that you are strong today, but then in the waiting place, you will realize how weak and helpless you are and how hopeless your situation is. You may know a little bit about God because you have gone to Sunday school, you've been to gospel meetings, you went to church, but have you obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? If you don't know God, if you don't obey the gospel, listen to this verse I'm going to read, so you will know what will happen to you if you reject Jesus and you die tonight. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 8 and 9, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know not God? And you don't obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, you shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. When you believe on the Lord Jesus, you'll receive eternal life. And you'll be indwelt by the Spirit of God. And this will give you peace. The followers of Jesus asked each other, they said, what kind of a man is this? This man, Jesus, is the God of all creation. The disciples were learning through this experience that they had on the Sea of Galilee that Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. The Creator cares about you. If you were to look through a telescope, you would find an infinitely sized universe. That means it's so big it can't be measured. And this universe is full of galaxies. And when we look up into the sky, we see billions of stars in the galaxy that we live in that's called the Milky Way. And our little galaxy is huge. And in the Milky Way, in the middle of those billions of stars, there's a small planet of dirt that we call Earth. And on Earth, there are billions of people. And out of all those billions of people, there is one person that God is interested in. That person is you. God cares about you. God created you to be His friend. And God wants to have a fellowship with you. He wants you to be His child. He wants to be your father. But first, before He can be your father, you need to become a child of God. So you can have a fellowship with God, your Father. How can you become a child of God? The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe? What should you believe? Believe that Jesus is God. Believe that you are a sinner. Believe that Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment for your sins, and He shed His blood to wash your sins away so you could be made a child of God. Can you pray tonight? Lord Jesus, I am a hopelessly lost sinner. I cannot be good enough. Please, Lord, save me. I trust You, Lord. Can you pray that tonight? Can you ask the Lord Jesus to save you? Can you admit that you are a sinner and you cannot help yourself? It is by faith that you will receive Jesus as your Savior. And this will make you a child of God. And God says in John chapter 1 and verse 12, He says, as many as received Him... Will you receive Jesus tonight? As many as received Him, to them gave He the right to be the children of God, to those that believe on His name. Oh, Jesus, He's done everything possible to make it possible for you to be saved, to become a child of God. It's now your responsibility to choose life. In our story, Jesus showed us that He has power over creation. He shows us that He is God. And this same man, Jesus, who has power to stop a storm of wind and waves, He has the power to save you from your guilt and the penalty of your sin. I'd like to close tonight by singing number 12. We'll sing the first two verses.
Just as
read the next two verses. Just as I am poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in Thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, Thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because Thy promise I receive, O Lamb of God, I come. This last verse, as we sing this last verse, I want you to think about your responsibility to come to Jesus tonight. And as we sing this hymn, I want you to come to Jesus. And I want us to stand up when we sing this last verse as a gesture of you coming to Jesus.
Just as
Let's close in prayer. Our God and Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus. We give thanks, Lord Jesus, for your death on the cross. We give thanks for your blood that was shed for us. We give thanks for the opportunity for us to accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And Father, we just pray that the prayer tonight of any who has not yet come to you will say, Lord Jesus, I come. I come. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.